Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The day in Israel begins with mild temperatures. Expect a warm afternoon in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys clear skies. Over in Eilat, conditions are sunny and pleasant, a perfect day for those venturing outside. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Northern Israel is under fire as Hezbollah attacks continue. Sirens sound in Safed and Galilee. The U.S. warns that Iran holds a major missile arsenal. Also, Israel Hayom reports that U.S. intelligence estimates Iran has thousands of missiles. They can deploy them from underground storage sites. Also this hour, XEEOS reveals Lebanon and the U.S. have asked Israel for a pause in fighting. A ceasefire is politically tricky for Netanyahu. Separately, the Forward reports on the Iran ceasefire teetering. The IDF continues to pound Hezbollah in Lebanon. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed. And finally, U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance is heading to Pakistan. He aims to reach a permanent end to the U.S.-Israeli war on Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Carl Quintanilla, a prominent journalist, posted minutes ago. He highlights that Iran still has thousands of ballistic missiles available for use. Ami Dar, a commentator, wrote that the power imbalance between Israel and Lebanon is deep. He suggests the U.S. must actively tip the scales to favor Lebanon for meaningful negotiations. From Al Arabiya English, Natalie Tocci of the Istituto Affari Internazionali wonders if Israel's actions in Lebanon could jeopardize the Iran ceasefire. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Ynet, tensions escalate in northern Israel as Hezbollah intensifies attacks. The U.S. warns that Iran's missile stockpile remains a threat. This development raises concerns about regional security and the potential for further conflict. Turning to the U.S. intelligence report, Israel Hayom highlights Iran's hidden missile capabilities. These missiles, stored underground, pose a strategic challenge. The revelation underscores the complexity of addressing Iran's military potential. Meanwhile, Axeios discusses the delicate diplomacy involved in seeking a ceasefire. Lebanon and the U.S. urge Israel to pause military actions. This move faces internal and external challenges for Prime Minister Netanyahu. The stakes are high for regional stability. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reports automakers are warning of potential collapse. Honda, Ford, and Toyota face financial pressures due to competition with Chinese manufacturers. This issue could impact global automotive markets and supply chains. Separately, CTEC highlights the impact of the Strait of Hormuz closure on oil flows. Exports have plunged by nearly half. The situation has disrupted the global energy system significantly. And finally, Walla Business uncovers a scheme in Israel's meat market. Consumers pay fresh meat prices for frozen products. This practice raises concerns about transparency and consumer rights in the food industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.